One of the young voices, a survivor from that horrific twister that changed the lives of way too many in Moore, Oklahoma. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. That's where we start. Everybody still buzzing about what happened there and how they can help. What is the city doing to get back on its feet? It's very strange. You really understand the breadth of this tornado and what it did to the people when you see the images, and the images are just metal wrecks twisted all over the place and rows of what would have been carved out developed streets just now looking kind of like lumps of mud with debris scattered all around it. It's very, very strange. It's almost like somebody went in and they decided they were going to create a development and they changed their mind and they ripped up the beginning pieces of homes. But sadly, this was homes that had been established for a very long time. So this has been a deadly season for tornadoes, but it seems as though we're always saying that, especially for the last couple of years. But Oklahoma is often hit very hard by the deadly twisters, and this one takes the cake. It's been now moved up to an EF5, which is the worst type of storm that you can imagine. 200 mile an hour winds, I mean, on the scale, on the measuring stick, EF5 is as high as you can go. So, unfortunately, too many kids lost their lives as a result of this. And too many people now have their lives ripped in half. However, the numbers that we were talking about the last time we met on this show were crazy, off the charts. Maybe 91 bodies being taken to a morgue, could be more children. And, you know, ultimately, with the people digging on their hands and knees and doing everything they could to find a survivor, find a miracle, the official total, 24 people, 9 children. No additional people, survivors have been found. No bodies have been found as of all the way through Tuesday. The Oklahoma governor said at a news conference that, what was the number, 237 people were injured, because you forget about that, some of them seriously injured. 17 to 20 miles was the path of destruction, flattening the homes and demolishing an elementary school, as I was trying to describe what it looked like. Damage is the key. Damage is the key here. An Oklahoma insurance commissioner, the Oklahoma insurance commissioner, is saying that, you know, the Joplin storm that people are trying to compare, because we want to always measure, the Joplin, Missouri twister in 2011 had, you know, that killed 161 people, caused about $3 billion in damage. They think this one could actually be worse, but somewhere at least in that neighborhood. How many families are displaced? This is another thing that people don't talk about. It's about quantifying the numbers. That's how we really recognize how awful this is. 20,000. That's what the state is saying. 20,000 people. Now you have scores of buildings in Moore just torn, shredded, that are being scooped up. They're trying to push them out of the way, including Plaza Towers Elementary School that I mentioned that was flattened. That's where 7 kids were killed. All the other children were accounted for in the end. Then, in the middle of the rescue effort and the recovery effort, you had thunderstorms and lightning, so that slowed things down. There were 101 people who were pulled from debris alive overnight. How great is that? See, and that's why that total was so high, because the assumption was, yeah, we're not finding anyone. But in the end, 101 people were pulled. That's why you keep going. That's why people kept going and looking and doing everything that they could. The numbers are just chilling. That's the first thing I looked up. I wanted to see the hardcore numbers. That's how you really get a sense of this, like I said. The tornado, by the way, 2 miles wide at one point. We talked about that before. First it touched down in Newcastle, then hit Plaza Towers Elementary School, which was 10 miles away. It was on the ground for about 35 minutes. It is the deadliest U.S. tornado since one killed the 161 people in Joplin 2 years ago. I mean, it was the storm of all storms. Unreal. A storm that hopefully most of those people will never live through again. So many people were saved. Why? Because they were in closets that held up. They got into tubs, put mattresses on top of it. They actually had storm shelters. They went there. They got out of the way. And bravo to all the people who have chipped in. I learned today when I was calling around a little bit that there was a search and rescue team from Texas, Task Force One. And there's 84 to maybe 100 people in this rescue unit. And you've got, you know, they got canines, they have communication experts and structural engineers, because that's the kind of people you need. The engineers that can look, first responders, all of those kind of people were there. Lots of National Guard folks came from all over the place. So this was a good effort to help the people as soon as possible and very organized. So that means somebody took charge, somebody knew how to set up a disaster area, had a triage spot, funneled people to hospitals, tried to push the debris away where they could push the debris away and they needed to. But now rebuilding is always a tough thing because you have street signs that are gone, lights that are out, completely out, houses obliterated. So the town will go through a whole rebirth. It's not quite the same town it was in the end because everything pretty much was leveled. Even people who had some portions of their house up ultimately will be torn down because you're talking about like a wall. Or just the back, the entire front, everything else was ripped apart. And you just look at this and you say, wow. And what are we complaining about in our daily lives when we look at the people in Moore who are going through what I call being blindsided, where you kind of feel like a ghost walking through your old life. And that's what it is. It's the old life for a lot of these people because they're going to have to move on and create something completely new. But the good news is the total was less, 24 people, including 9 kids, because we really were fearing the worst, and that's the kind of crazy numbers we were hearing, like 91, and any deaths are too many, but it was scary to think how many children could have been in the middle of that. There were already too many that were caught in this deadly storm. All right, we're kicking it to the other side, and that includes some odds and ends. A lot happening in Washington. Let me fill you in.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey. Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Surprised to learn the latest revelation out of D.C. is that the White House was in cahoots with the Treasury about how to unveil the IRS report. Do you think there's like a, I think there's like a crisis phone. You know, there's the red phone, which is the nuke phone. It's the football phone that we all visualize and we've seen in the movies, okay? Then there's another phone, and it's the crisis phone that immediately they call the White House and say, whoops, boss, got another one. You're not going to believe what happened at the IRS. Some idiot decided to put out a memo targeting Tea Party groups and conservative groups who were looking for tax exemption. So let's figure out how to handle this. Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, told reporters in that daily briefing thing they do every day that the conversations were definitely happening between officials at the Treasury Department, which operates as far as the hierarchy is concerned above the IRS. If we had an org chart there above them, and they got them involved when they were announcing the Treasury Inspector General's report that showed that there were problems on the part of the agents who were supposed to handle all the applications from nonprofit groups that wanted tax-exempt status. So the IRS official, I hate that word, the IRS bozo, Lois Lerner, disclosed during a random question that Jeff Holtzman was talking about in an earlier hour in America Tonight out of D.C. That's how this all broke. During a random question that was posed by somebody in an audience at a legal conference in D.C., that's how this all kind of broke, right? It's now known that the questioner was, get this, planted in the audience. And check this out. The idea behind it came from the acting IRS commissioner, Miller, who had to resign last week, even though he was going to leave in 3 weeks, because of what happened. So this is their idea. So they get together, the crisis phone rings, and they say, you're not going to believe this, boss. You're not going to believe what happened here. And then what do we do to fix this? Okay, well, let's put somebody in the audience, right, at this, in D.C., at this legal event, and let's have them ask the question, and boom, the story breaks. And that's exactly what happened. I assume this is correct information, right? It seems viable to me. So, you know, why are we always getting this trickling or dripping of information from the White House when the story is long? It's already been broke. The dam has already flooded. This is ridiculous. A plant in the audience. And that's where that all came from initially. All right. So we move from the IRS, which we're not going to get anywhere on that, right? Time to get rid of the IRS and let's go for a flat or fair tax. Better for all of us. Whether you make a whole lot of money, a little bit of money, or decent money, let's go for a flat tax. And forget all these codes and complicated hoops that we all have to jump through. Even sometimes the best tax people that you know will tell you that they've ruined the tax code. It's just gotten so convoluted. All right, so here, let's move on to something else. Now, this is interesting to me because the whole Syrian conflict thing, while you were sleeping, is still going on. What do we do? Heads I win, tails you lose. Get it? Wink, wink. Meaning the Syrian rebels are in control. They have the quarter. They're calling it. Heads I win, tails you lose. So a 15-3 vote Tuesday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee passes some legislation that would give Syrian rebels limited, lethal and non-lethal assistance, as well as military training for certain groups. So more than 8,000 Syrians have died in the last 2 years. We know that. We know that's brutal. We know Assad's a murderous thug. And Robert Menendez, who is the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, said, this is the time to act and turn the tide against Assad. So here's what we're doing. We're going to supply arms. We would set aside $250 million each year to help the Syrian government transition, right, following the fall of the Assad regime, assuming that happens, and apply sanctions on the side of oil and arms to the Syrian government. Okay, what's the problem with this picture? What's the problem with that? The problem is, who are these rebels? Who are the people that we're going to limit? We're going to be limited lethal. What does that mean? And non-lethal assistance, and then we're going to dump $250 million in their direction every year. Till when? Till infinity? They don't even have an end date on it. That'd be nice when that comes up. Do we have your assurance you're going to vote for this? Okay, so when does the money train stop? And we'll just keeps on rolling. So it's another country that we're going to feed some money to, another country on the payroll, on the United States payroll. And I'm not being crass. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be humanitarians and help the people of Syria, but come on. Arming rebels? What rebels? Are they going to be part of the Muslim Brotherhood that, by the way, have a really radical side to them? Is that's what we're going to do? And then complain at a later date? All right, speaking of complaining, I love love this story. Have I said that enough? How about the Apple CEO, Tim Cook, who gets dragged up to the Hill to answer questions about what they've done offshore? So Cook defends the corporation's tax record as part of this testimony to the Senate Permanent Subcommittee. Do you love this title, too? The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, because they claim that the company, Apple, transferred billions of dollars in profits to Ireland in the Irish subsidiaries because they want to pay U.S. taxes. So they're hiding it there, right? And the senator from Michigan, who chairs the subcommittee, Levin, says that in 2012 alone, Apple avoided paying $9 billion in U.S. taxes. That works out to be $25 million a day, more than $1 million an hour in taxes through a series of loopholes. But this is the part that I like. Tim Cook says, I am so glad that I got to come up here because I think the country deserves to know the story. And he says, the story is, for years, Apple has opted to forego fully contributing to the U.S. Treasury, and American society in one sense. And the reason is it's because of these heinous corporate taxes, which are 35%. 35%. And he says that the tax code is so antiquated, it hasn't kept up with the digital age. So in order to maintain the integrity and the success of the company, Cook says that he urged, first of all, the subcommittee to take some kind of dramatic simplification of the tax code, and that would be fair to all taxpayers and promote U.S. growth. And then he talked about lowering the corporate tax rate. If it was even in the 20s that so many other companies would come back to the U.S. and it wasn't a circumvention, that they had to be profitable because they have shareholders to answer to, and that it's absurd to think that they wouldn't take advantage of something that was completely legal. There were a lot of senators that went after Apple and went after Cook, but not Senator Rand Paul, who sided with the company. He said, I'm offended by a $4 trillion government bullying, berating, and badgering of America's greatest success story. And he says, if anyone should be on trial, it should be Congress. That a boy. Kick him where it counts. A lot of you sent in your thoughts about Oklahoma and some other things, so we're going to head to the mailbag next.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you are.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. You know, it's interesting talking about Apple and the fact that they were getting persecuted. It's funny, normally, or I shouldn't say normally, before I would have been on the other side of this. But now that I get it, and I've been enlightened to the ways of what is the ultimate jab to the biggest money makers, the corporations, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, tax, tax, tax people right out of your own backyard, and ultimately it drives away the profits and the jobs. It does. And if they were to lower it to, even if they took, lowered it to 25% and they had companies come back, that money that would be put back into the local coffers, I'm going to call it, would amount to a lot. And the taxes would all add up as a whole. How's that? All right, so many of you had things to say, not so much about Apple and the grilling that Tim Cook supposedly got, although I didn't think he felt like he was grilled very much on the Hill when he went up there. Most of it was over what happened in Oklahoma. Without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, to kind of give you an idea, I got a note from Matt listening in Alabama who says, Kate, I looked at the destruction in Moore, and I have to tell you, as somebody who has seen this before, I was there for the Tuscaloosa thing, and all of a sudden, you hear that there is a possibility of tornadoes, but you look at the sky and it's the deepest blue you've ever seen, and then it's quiet, then you get the wind that starts to come through, then the humidity, you can really feel it, then the rain comes down, and on your doorstep is this massive killer. That's the only way I can describe it. And looking at Oklahoma, looking at this town, it looked like a bomb went off. It is hard to put it into words, but it looked like they had been bombed. It's going to take a while for that city to get back on its feet, although I hear they're already doing a lot better just in a day. Bravo, and bravo to all the people who are trying to help them. Yeah, absolutely. I say the same thing. A lot of people have sent donations or taken things there, or the manpower they need. That's key. You know, if you have somebody who's organized and you can send people out and you can clear certain areas and get a bunch of things done, deliver the water, that's key, because people need water when they're roaming around these neighborhoods. And that's what happens. There's this sense of loss that's overwhelming. So they're going through, trying to sift through the few particles that might be left. You saw that in Sandy with the superstorm there, which wasn't a tornado, but it was a hurricane with force winds and floods and whatnot. And so it's the same reaction where people are just trying to search for a way to piece something together, find a photograph, find some kind of remnant of what used to be their home, their house, that kind of thing. I just move on to another one. This one from Gail, who says, "Hey, sports princess, I used to listen to you during your sports days. Enjoy the show. And I have to say that my thoughts and prayers go out to all the people in Oklahoma who, yes, are weathered and understand the possibility of tornadoes, high winds, and these kinds of storms. But even though they know it's a possibility, are you ever 100% ready for what's ultimately going to happen, or could happen, I guess I should say? Oh, I don't think they were ready for this one. Not an EF5, not the roar of the tornado that they saw, not the devastation to that elementary school, not the 40 minutes on the ground, 17 to 20 miles across, just wiping out the whole place. No, 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 no. They're used to the hopscotch twisters that scare you to death, that hit a few areas. People gasp and talk about it, then run out to help the people on the farm that's been destroyed or help part of the block that got blown up. But not an entire town. When that happens, it's a whole different ball game, a whole different ball game. All right, let's see. Let's go to this one here from Charlie. Charlie's listening to us in the great state of Illinois. And he says, "Kate, feel so badly for the people in Moore, Oklahoma, but it does sadly give the White House a little breathing room on all of the scandals. Doesn't it figure that something dramatic, traumatic, and life-changing would also take the heat off of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, don't you think?" Now, I don't think it's going to take it off for a long time, and I think in Washington, they're focusing on that. Everybody feels awful about Oklahoma. They're donating. They're talking about it. They're setting the stage. FEMA's on the scene, all of that. So I think the focus still is on the IRS, and especially because there's going to be now testimony or lack of testimony coming up. But I think the focus will still be on the Associated Press and the phone records, the IRS, and Benghazi, maybe of all three, goes a little further away. But I still say people are demanding answers and are trying to stick to their guns and not let Benghazi slide out the door. I don't think so. I think the big three run for at least a couple more weeks. I mean, to be sure, really, what do we care about if we're sitting here and we're ranking stories? I would say the people of Oklahoma would have to rate high in our minds. We talk about giving aid to other countries and all the things that we do. What about our own people? We have to be worried about what's happening to them, because now you have 20,000 displaced families. And I'll say that number again, 20,000 displaced families. That's a whole lot of people. You know, that's not just saying, oh, let's set up some trailers or temporary, let's put people in some cots here in the gym. No, it's going to take more cots than that. It's going to take a lot more to set things right with the people who, unfortunately, were victims of Mother Nature. What's going to be interesting is some of the city council meetings coming up as this gets behind them in their rearview mirror a little bit more. They're not going to, I don't think they're going to have the hardcore discussion about, we need more storm shelters, we got to earmark money for it. Why weren't those kids evacuated that were standing in the hallway of the Plaza Towers Elementary School, the seven that were ultimately, you know, killed? I think those discussions come up absolutely, but in budgetary meetings and conversations about the aftermath of this storm and how it was handled, but not for a while. It's too sensitive to the people in that town, and it would be insensitive to immediately go there. They'll talk about some of it, but not to start pointing fingers and that kind of stuff. I don't think so. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Joe in Texas. Hello, I am watching some of the video that's coming out of Oklahoma, and frankly, I am absolutely stunned. You know, you hear that it's bad, but I guess you don't really realize how bad it is until you look at some of this video where you see people who are unrecognizable, and you see others sitting in the middle of what looks to be fields, but is actually where their house was, looking as though they can't seem to find their way. Yeah, there is walking in circles, or I think I mentioned this before. To me, what sums it up was the guy's probably, you know, in his 80s, and he's sitting in his rocking chair, just rocking, and he's sitting in the middle of where his house was. And that's it. He's in his rocking chair, and you know what? I'm just gonna sit there and think about the fact that my house that used to be here is no longer surrounding me. And then there was a woman, and I mentioned this before too, who was sitting on the curb, and she was on a curve because it was like a cul-de-sac curved around, and you could tell everything was obliterated, but she looked perfect. She looked like she was going out for Friday night dinner, sitting there with her packed in her lap, and that was it. That was all that was left. And it takes a while. It's like the stages of grief. It takes a while to get, I think, through the being blinded by this, being knocked down. And, you know, it's all, that's why they're saying we need prayers. This was an unbelievable path of destruction. And you just heard screams and people talking about the kids that drowned in the basement and the search overnight for survivors, and parents apparently had bullhorns because they didn't know what to do, and they were calling the name of their kids in the bullhorn. Some of them were reunited that way. Isn't that crazy? That's how they found them. And this is, I'll say it again and again, this is not something that's going to be solved overnight. It's going to take a little bit of time to engineer this, put this together, go through the whole insurance claims and anything that you can possibly imagine. All right, here's a real shocker for you. And we're going to talk about it coming up in our next segment called We Can Count. It's about the dough and following it. You will not believe what the accused Fort Hood shooter is being paid while he waits for his trial. This is going to blow you away. Anybody have an idea? How much do you think Major Nadal Hassan has been paid since November 5th, 2009, after the shooting that left 13 people dead and 32 other people injured? What do you think? What's that number? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Has been paid more than $278,000 since 2009. The Army, under the Military Code of Justice, they say Hassan's salary can't be suspended unless he's proven guilty. Yeah. So the accused Fort Hood shooter is making that money while the people that he shot at, like retired Army Specialist Logan Burnett, a reservist in 2009 who was going to be deployed to Iraq, who was shot three times when he opened fire inside the Army Deployment Center. He thought that he was going to die as other people around him died, and there was blood everywhere, and that's his memory of it. He nearly died. He had a dozen surgeries since the shooting. He has post-traumatic stress that keeps him awake at night. That's not a surprise. And the U.S. Army, since they have not classified the wounds of the Fort Hood victims as combat-related, and they haven't labeled the shooting a terrorist attack, then what happens to the people, the other shooting victims like this guy, is that they aren't given combat-related pay. They're not eligible for Purple Heart retirements or medical benefits that are given to other soldiers that would get that if they were wounded during the war or at the Pentagon, the attack on the Pentagon. So a guy like Burnett and the other families miss out on thousands of dollars of potential benefits and pay every single year, while Hassan has almost $300,000 in his pocket. The Army is categorizing that shooting as a case of workplace violence. Workplace violence. Wow. I can't imagine how furious, after an investigative report revealed this, I can't imagine how furious the people are that fall into that same category. I mean, there is a lawsuit that's going on against the Army demanding the benefits that they think they've been unfairly denied. Burnett's part of that. There are others who retired from the Army, and they're in the same boat. But it's sickening. There's something pretty backward and sick about that, isn't it, that he's getting all that money? But listen, that's the rules. That's what the Army says, and that's their designation. And look how long it's taken, too, by the time they get through this. All right, let's move on to something else. You know, it is about the numbers. That's We Can Count, for sure. And when we're talking about We Can Count, we go to something completely different. The four big letters in sports, for some, is ESPN. You know, they certainly grew themselves up out of nothing in the middle of Connecticut to become a serious brand. Well, ESPN announces they're laying off a portion of their staff. How many? They're not being super specific, but it looks like 400 staff members are going to be let go in all. So why do you care about this? The poor people working the cool jobs at ESPN, and some of them might be technical jobs. Well, what's interesting is Disney has monstrous profits. Incredible profits, and they're letting people off, and they're saying that they need to reduce costs as a result. So they're asking all their divisions to cut costs. Wow, we're sky high. So you think if you're working there, geez, the stock is doing good. Disney, wow, go mouse ears. We're just pumping out the dough, and now they're laying people off. They have 7,000 employees altogether, officially, that work at ESPN. They just built a glitzy new set too, like a $125 million set. We have money for sets. We have money coming out our ears, our big mouse ears, but we don't have the money to pay you workers who are making less than $30,000. Isn't that the way it always is? Once again, who are the people that get ripped off? It's always the middle class, because they'd be kind of like the middle class as far as sports is concerned. Here's another one. When it comes to numbers, immigration reform. We keep hearing those two words put together, immigration and reform. So now the Senate Judiciary Committee, late in the day on Tuesday, passed that bill, 13-5, and it goes to the Senate for a full vote. This is one of the first little hurdles for immigration reform. And what does it include? Increased border security, the things we keep talking about, a pathway to citizenship for all the people who are undocumented, and reforms to legal immigration designed to streamline the process. It's so hard for me because there's something has to be done, but I think of all the people who wait in line to legally come in and how long they've waited in line and how infuriating it must be to them as they watch this all happen. If it happens, it still has to get the full vote and has to be reconciled, the House and all of that. So it's not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. It's just gone through its first step. 18 senators, it took them 5 days for what they call markups. They considered 300 amendments. That's what happens. And a lot of those passed in a bipartisan kind of way, so there wasn't a lot of disagreement. Overall, 48 Republican amendments passed. And they say that they haven't had a markup on such a kind of a complex issue or bill that's really been that open. So what does that mean? Does it mean that this issue will go up the flagpole and land nicely? I don't know. Jack says 15 years trying to get full-time residency. And I know stories like Jack out of Australia. I know other people who can tell you a similar story in getting papers together, trying to get lawyers and lawyers who don't want to take cases and everything else, and trying to legally come to the United States, that just can't do it. They can't crack the code. And I wonder if it's going to be worse for everyone all the way around. It's a complicated issue, to be sure, no doubt about it. All right, it's hard to talk about victims and how many people died and how many people got hurt when you say the word victim, you just start thinking the Oklahoma tornado. But the Highway Patrol says about 30 people had injuries in the collision of a bus, a commercial bus, and a car. So you think, okay, it's 75, it's a bus, it's a car, boom. But what happened was, and I know this area is south of Bowling Green, you had somebody probably speeding. You had a Toyota Camry, they say, that smashed, was rear-ended by a bus. And the people that were included among the injured were the two infants that were in the car. Now, people always talk about the car seats and how the car seats now are turned backwards and the safety harnesses and all the things that you can do to make the kids safe in the car. And I think of when I was a kid, did you not move all over that car? Were you not standing in the middle and sitting in the front and laying down on the floorboards and everything else? Somehow, and I'm sure there were terrible accidents with kids involved, but somehow most of us survived that. Now they have all these souped-up, high-tech, super-duper, we're making a carton around the little egg, and it seems like, depending on the size of the car and depending on what hits them, boy, it is still deadly for those kids. And I hate those big SUVs. You know how you can't see around them when you're trying to make a turn? But if you have a young child, it's almost like it's a necessity that you have to get a bigger car, because a bus and a Camry with two kids in it versus a giant SUV and a bus, I'm thinking you might have a better chance there if you have the bigger SUV that you got to step into. Probably have a bigger one. Quickly, I want to finish on this note. This wraps up the numbers game. We can count. San Francisco is going to host Super Bowl number 50. That's a big one. And when is Super Bowl number 50? 2016. It's one of those places, though, you can get really cool weather when we're talking about February, or it could be okay and sunny in San Francisco, but that's a big coup for that city, to be sure.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.